Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people.
On RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot. Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. Tuesday night edition of the show, 29th of June. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Good evening, Craig. How are you?
I'm good. It's the end of freaking June already.
I can't believe that in another day, it's going to be July.
I mean, holy crap. Time is just flying. You know, folks, we're just doing an hour on the show tonight. We're going to do an hour on Friday night. Why? Because we're getting ready for Independence Day. That's why.
Yes.
You know, everybody else is going to have a nice long weekend. Diane and I are going to be busy doing what we always do. But yes, we thought, you know, let's cut back the shows this week, just do an hour on Tuesday, an hour on Friday, and then we can kind of sit back and maybe enjoy the weekend a little bit and kind of get geared up. I love the 4th of July.
I personally love it, but on the 4th of July, I have petrified kitties hiding or crawling all over me or trying to crawl in me because of all the fireworks. I'll never forget when our doggie was still with us. She would jump up on the bed petrified and stay there till the last firecracker went off.
You know, our dog, she's kind of a chicken when it comes to that kind of stuff. She doesn't like thunder. She doesn't like fireworks, you know. My dog, who's actually part yellow lab, will not even go outside in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sugar paws thinks she's going to melt or something.
Hey, princess.
She really is when it comes to that.
A big princess. She's not so little.
Not so little. She's an 85-pounder.
Wow. My dog was only 37 pounds at her heaviest.
Well, and I'll tell you what's really awkward is sometimes in the evenings I'll be watching TV. I'll get down on the floor, and I'll lay on the floor, and Bella will come over and lay on my arm, and in about 5 minutes, my arm is numb.
Well, mine would be, too, if I had 80 pounds, 85 pounds of doggy laying on me.
Yeah, you know, she loves that, you know, and I admit it, I love it, too, because I love dogs and I love cats and, you know, the whole thing. We've got a house full of fur critters, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, it all works. A little bit later in the show, about a half an hour from now, folks, I'm going to be talking about Kamala Harris's trip to the border in a segment under the title of The Vice Puppet Almost Visited the Border.
Almost doesn't count.
Well, horseshoes and hand grenades, but outside of that, right. You know, I mean, it just kind of is what it is. And Diane, you're working on a piece for Friday, right?
Yes, it's basically all done. It just has to be the pictures put in and finishing with the format. It's not a heavy-duty piece by any means because Tuesday I will have a heavy-duty piece.
Well, what are you doing on Friday?
the whole nonsense about big tech and the censoring on social media concerning coronavirus.
Interesting, because they've been doing a little bit of that.
A little bit? I understand. And now, unfortunately, they're getting called to, not unfortunately, I should say fortunately, they're getting called to task because things that we have all been saying all along are proving to be true.
Go figure.
Go figure, right?
I mean, seriously. Well, folks, look, we have got some oddball quick hitters for tonight, and we're kind of spanning the globe with these.
Yes.
And I mean, this first segment is going to be a little bit like going downhill in a wagon with no brakes. Okay. So hang on tight, folks. Here's the first one. You would think this would be a rhetorical question, but in reality, it's really being asked. Okay. Was the Surfside condo collapse caused by climate change?
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
You, when Diane's wait a minute. Folks, you got to understand, when Diane starts out with, okay, it's on. That's all I'm saying. When I say, here we go, that's what I mean.
Yes. No. I am sick to death of the climate change loons. I'm sick to death of them considering everything that happens because of climate change. Climate change, there's been no climate change in Florida. We're hot. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it's always been.
It's Florida, for God's sake.
Our temperatures in the summer are actually lower than Craig's temperatures in Nebraska because we are peninsula surrounded by water and the trade winds come over us. Okay, as far as this building, climate change had not a damn thing to do with it.
What?
I will get in more into that in my article for Tuesday. However, people, wake up. What they're using this building for now, and they should be damn ashamed of themselves, they're using the death. It's going to be 161 people. They're not going to find anybody else. I guarantee that they are going to use this building as a means by which to put in that section of the New Green Deal where all old buildings have to be torn down and they have to be rebuilt to be climate efficient. They're going to turn this tragedy into part of their agenda. Debbie Wasserman Schultz gave it away a little bit yesterday in her speech or the day before with Governor DeSantis, who I could tell just was like, oh, get this woman away from me. And unfortunately, she's my congresswoman, but no, I did never vote for her. They're going to turn this tragedy into politics, and they're going to do it via climate change, and they need to get off their high horse with this.
Well, let me pose the obvious question, if I might.
Mm-hmm.
If climate change had anything to do with this condo coming down, why aren't buildings everywhere just falling over? Why is it just that one? You know, I mean, what the hell? I mean, if it's climate change, wouldn't buildings be falling over in Macon, Georgia, and Knoxville, Tennessee, and Woodlake, Nebraska, even though here in Woodlake, the tallest thing we got is two stories, but, you know, still. But wouldn't things be falling over in Fargo and Billings, Montana, and Casper, Wyoming? I mean, why just that one building if it's climate change?
Well, there's other reasons for that one building, but I don't want to go into that tonight. But let's put it this way. There are many, 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 many buildings on Miami Beach way older than a 40-year-old building built in 1981. They're all still standing. Okay, there are many buildings reaching to the sky made of glass on Miami Beach, and they're all still standing.
So you're saying it's not climate change, probably.
It's not climate change, definitely.
And all right, we're going to put you down as a maybe. We'll put you down as a maybe.
Maybe, okay. And it's also not what they're saying either.
Well, we'll get into that more next week.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because you're going to take that on next week, and there will be ample discussion after that.
Oh yeah.
You know, so we're not gonna get too deep into that. But climate change, look, here's my guess. They probably figured, well, it's going to be hard to blame a building collapse on racism, so we got to go with climate change.
I guarantee you they're going to find a way to blame it on racism for the simple fact that Surfside is, you know, it's a fairly wealthy town. The residents of the building were mostly, you know, Caucasian. They'll find a way to throw that in somehow.
Somehow. But I mean, you know, right off the bat, they're thinking, climate change. Okay, we'll go with that. I mean, this is how silly this climate change business is. And this is how stupid the liberals are getting. Okay? I mean, everything that happens, they have to try and make it part of their agenda.
Exactly.
You know? Which is just ridiculous. It just gets stupid. I mean, yeah,
it is stupid.
Well, and I'll tell you something, folks. I'm going to be just plain blunt and honest about this. When this occurred last week, when this building went down, the next morning, or actually the same morning, because it fell at about 1:30 in the morning, so later that morning, Diane and I are talking, and we both said, watch them blame it on climate change. And then, like, within 24 hours, it started.
Exactly. We knew it was going to happen. It did happen. In other words, when these idiots are blaming it on climate change, what they're actually saying, the weather did it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that sounds stupid, but it's so transparent, too.
Yes.
You know, we can see it coming. So, you know, but like I said, we're keeping an eye on that situation. We're looking at it very closely. And Diane's working on a piece for next Tuesday that's going to take that on directly. You don't want to miss next Tuesday's show. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Tell you that right now.
Some interesting information.
So from Surfside down in Florida, we go to China. And the CEO of Nike, you're going to think we're making this up, but we're not. He came out and he said, our company's brand is of China and for China.
Well, you know what? If he feels like that, let him and his company move to China.
They don't have to move to China. That's where they are.
No, I mean permanently.
Well, but I mean, that's where Nike shoes are made.
I know that, but I mean, take the entire organization, get them the hell out of this country, and then don't import them either.
Well, there's the thing. If their brand is of and for China, why are they selling them here?
Exactly. We don't care. We don't need them here. We got plenty of other good brands that are not sellouts to America's enemies.
Well, but you know, Diane, or at least you should, because I know that from time to time you keep up with the news.
From time to time.
If they take Nike out of America, what are all the BLM looters going to steal? I mean, outside of TVs, but I mean, because, you know, they go after the Nike shoes and the big screen TVs.
True. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, Nike is traitors to this country. When they signed Colin Kaepernick, the biggest joke in the world. The man who is half white, raised by white parents, not black parents, but suddenly he represents black athletes everywhere, and Nike heralded him, paid him millions of dollars. Nike is a non-issue for me. I won't buy it. I won't even pick it up in the store to look at it.
I hate to break it to Colin. That's what I call him, Colin Kaepernick.
Colin is right.
But he didn't lose his job because of the color of his skin. He got canned in the NFL because he sucked.
I was just going to say that.
You know? And I mean,
and
it was...
And first of all, his skin, he looks white. You know? So let's cut the crap.
I mean, you know, up until he started the whole kneeling thing, I would watch NFL games every Sunday. I had for most of my life. Okay? But when that caught on, I quit. And I haven't watched an NFL game now in 5 years.
Good for you.
You know, I couldn't even tell you most of the players on most of the teams. The only ones that I know are the ones that make it in the news because, you know, they're such a big deal in the game. Their names get printed in the news. But outside of that, I couldn't even tell you who's playing on my favorite team. I couldn't even tell you who the quarterback is on the team that I used to follow. I don't even know anymore.
Well, you know how I feel about football.
Well, I know you do. But, I mean, you know, this guy... somebody ought to hire Colin Kaepernick. Somebody ought to, you know, take him back into the NFL. Why? He's not a very good quarterback. You know, and if you're the NFL and you're the GM of a team, you want players that can produce. He's not one of those.
No. And people have now seen him for what he is. He is not an athlete to be admired, let alone a human being to be admired. Him and his knee, I can tell you what he can do with his knee.
Well, he and his Nikes can pack up their crap and move to China for all. Let's see how well he does in China. You know, I mean,
hey, if the government says to worship him like a hero, unfortunately they'll have to do it.
Yeah, but I mean Let him pull some of the crap in China that he pulls over here. Okay? If he doesn't like the Chinese government, let him pull that crap over there and see how far it gets.
True.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's 195 countries in the world. If you don't like this one, go to a different one.
Go to it and stay in it.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Don't
just
come
go.
Back.
Just go, you know,
yeah.
Not that tough. From China to France and the Tour de France, there is now an international manhunt for the woman who caused the crash at the Tour de France, because apparently, Diane, they've solved all the rest of France's problems.
The woman was just excited for her relatives to be in the race. She didn't mean to cause any upset like she did. And really, the Tour de France, is it really that important in the scope of things that you have to have an international search for a lady with a sign?
It's not just a search. It's a manhunt. That's what they're calling it. It's an international manhunt.
I mean, it's sexist. It's a woman hunt, not a manhunt.
I stand corrected. You know, here's the deal. This woman, wearing blue jeans and a yellow rain jacket, is standing on the side of the road, and she's got a big sign, and part of it's in French, and part of it is in German. And and that means go grandma and grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What she wanted to do was get herself with that sign on TV so her grandparents would see it. So what does this idiot do? She leans out into the street when there is an enormous herd of bicycle racers coming right at her. She's got her back to it. She doesn't even see it coming. One or two of them smack into her, and they go down, and it causes about 50 or 60 bicyclists to just pile up.
Okay. It was a stupid move on her part. It was not an intentional move. This is a silly sports event. Get over it. You got more important things to worry about and send your police on a woman hunt for.
Not just the French police, but apparently Interpol is now looking for this woman.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, and for what? What are they going to do if they find her?
What are they going to charge her with? Just being stupid and holding up a sign?
I don't know. I guess that's my question. I mean, you know, should she have been watching what she was doing? Yeah. Should she have had her back to the bicyclist when she was standing on the side of the road? No. Was she an idiot for leaning out into it to show the sign to the TV camera? Yes. How much of that is actually against the law in France?
Actually, the tour deputy director, Pierre-Yves Thurwell, told, you know, different organizations looking for her, that the Tour de France, is going to sue her. And what he actually said is, we are suing this woman who behaves so badly. We are doing this so that the tiny minority of people who do this do not spoil the show for everyone. How about you suing a woman for holding a sign? Yeah, she did a stupid thing, for holding a sign. You're suing and spending all this money to look for this woman when you got major problems in Europe? Please.
Let me give the Tour de France a little hint here, a little helpful advice, if I may. The woman was wearing blue jeans and a yellow rain jacket. If she had money, her sign would not have been written in a magic marker on a piece of cardboard.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to sue this, you know, somebody, if you're going to sue somebody that has some money.
You know what this is? This is all about publicity.
Well, it's
all about
nuts.
Publicity. People are talking about it. We're talking about it.
Well, other people are talking about, like, oh boy, I hope they find this woman. We're talking about it like, run, girl, run.
Yeah, we're talking about it like, this is ridiculous. Europe has so many problems, and this is their big news.
That's what I say,
folks.
They've apparently solved every other problem in France.
Yes.
This is it now. They've got all their free time.
France could tell Biden how to solve our problems that he created.
Well, I guess they may as well. I mean, you know, everything that comes out of his mouth sounds like Greek, so why not get the French to help him? But do you really want France to help? I mean, France is already kind of a socialist country, right? So, I mean, I'm not sure. First of all, I'm not sure we should be taking advice from countries we had to save in two world wars.
Yeah, and then turn around and treat us like crap.
I mean, these are people that eat snails.
And frog legs.
Well, you can get frog legs over here, but people over here look at snails and go, nah, I don't think so. No. And finally, we wind up in California, where that state has now added five more states to their travel ban.
Yes, and I'm proud to say that California and all its, you know, liberal loons out there, Florida is now a state non grata for California, along with Montana, Arkansas, and West Virginia.
And North Dakota.
And why? Because we in Florida and the other states protect women by preventing transgender women and girls from playing in school sports. They can play in whatever they want. If that's the identity they identify as, is what California feels should be allowed. Well, thankfully, we got a great governor, Ron DeSantis, who said, no, 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 no. It's how you're born biologically. You don't like it? Tough. California, we're glad to be added to your list.
Well, and you look at their reasoning on all five of these new states that they've added, and they've got others. It's not just the five. Okay,
these are the newest ones.
Yeah, these are the new ones. When you look at their reasoning, you just shake your head, because really what it comes down to is these states simply will not play make-believe along with California.
And if you notice something else, the states that they have banned, and there's another 12 states that California shouldn't go to. It's Texas, Alabama, Idaho, Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. And what do all these states have in common? They're red states. And their reason for the banning here is because they might discriminate against LGBTQ people.
Have they ever been to Florida?
We don't discriminate against anybody. We're a mixture.
Has any government official from California actually gone to South Beach? I mean, it's kind of the southeast version of San Francisco.
The only difference is the politics aren't the same.
Well, the politics aren't the same, and neither is the music, but it's a party scene.
It's a party scene, South Beach. That's true.
Very well decorated, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Not only is California badly run, but now, you know, anything goes in California. You know what? If they hate all these states and no one can go to these states, why don't they become their own country and secede from the union? We don't really want them. And we don't want Californians here if they're going to bring their crappy liberal, you know, politics with them.
And let's be clear about the travel ban. It's state-sponsored travel.
Right.
Okay, so government officials are not allowed to spend government money, which is actually the taxpayers' money, to travel from California to Florida or North Dakota or any of these other states, Montana. I don't think these other states really care. I think they're like, great. Mm-hmm. we don't want you here anyway.
I know Texas doesn't care.
Texas doesn't care about anything.
Yeah. They
got their own.
Texas is kind of like Florida. We're leading the charge to bring America back to normal. You know, so we really don't give a crap what California government thinks.
Well, Texas really is the only state in the nation that can secede from the union without having to file the paperwork.
That's true.
Okay.
The way their constitution is written and some other things. That's true.
Right. So, I mean, they've kind of had a mind of their own since day one, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're doing just fine. None of these states are upset by the fact that California government officials, the clowns from the circus, are not coming to their states. They're not. People don't care.
No, they don't care at all.
I mean, that's just kind of what it comes down to. Well, folks, those are the quick hitters tonight. We hope you enjoyed that. We're going to take a quick break. We're at the bottom of the hour here. We only have one more segment to go. When we come back, first thing we're going to do is tell you how to become a pod person. Then we're going to get into the topic tonight, the vice puppet almost visited the border. So stay with us. There's plenty more coming on Right Side Patriots after this.
Hi, guys. Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out the National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sori at the Patriot Factor. Getting you through a Tuesday night edition of the show leading up to Independence Day. It's on a Sunday. Sure, yes. You know, that's going to be tough. But a lot of people get Monday off. I mean, you know, federal government and all. But a lot of people have to work. I'm just going to go out on a limb and bet a lot of people call in sick on Monday.
No, it's... The holiday, the national holiday as far as taking off is Monday, isn't it?
Yes, but that's for, you know, people that work in banks and people with government jobs and state jobs and stuff like that.
It's really kind of across the board.
Well, but, you know, most places, like most retail stores, most, you know.
Oh, retail, that's different. But they don't close except for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter, so.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to call in sick at various jobs on Monday because, you know, they're up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning lighting off fireworks.
That's true. Oh, God, when I think of what the animals, they're going to go nuts. So here in my house.
Well, they probably will here, too. I mean, we don't have a lot of fireworks, you know, that get shot off here in my little town. But there are some. And the people that do it tend to get the big stuff. So it makes a lot of noise. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, we've had fun with that in the past. So, you know, but it's a celebration. It's a celebration of our independence.
Yeah.
Unlike what Joe Biden wants it to be, is a celebration of our freedom from COVID, this is a celebration of freedom from tyranny.
Exactly. Okay. It's a celebration of the birth of our nation.
Exactly. And we'll celebrate it however we damn well please, with as many people as we damn well please. COVID be damned.
Exactly.
Folks, if you want to be a pod person, and let's face it, who doesn't? All you have to do tomorrow is go to rspradio1.com, click on the podcast button, and our Podbean podcasts are all there, including what we're doing tonight. So if you miss any part of tonight's show, you can pick it up on Podbean, be one of our pod people.
Yes.
You know, everybody wants to be a pod person.
Yeah, it's fun being green.
Yes, it is. All right, so we got to talk about this because this is too weird not to talk about, right? The vice puppet almost visited the border. Vice puppet Kamala Harris almost visited the U.S.-Mexico border last week. Almost. The vice puppet was put in charge of the border crisis 93 days before nearly visiting the border. And so far, she's really done a great job. You see, the crisis is far worse now than it was when she got put in charge of it. Oh, she did go to Guatemala last month, you know, to get to the root of the problem. But that's a bit like wondering why, without the plug in place in your bathtub, the water won't stay in it, and then going to the water company where the water comes from to get to the root of that problem. When the vice puppet landed in Guatemala, she was met with angry Guatemalans who told her in no uncertain terms to go home. She wasn't wanted there, but like the good little puppet she is, she pretended that the trip was a huge success, and naturally, the mainstream media pretended that she had accomplished a great deal and was deserving of high praise. Vice puppet? Well, since it's more than obvious that Obama is really running the show with Biden as a cabbage-headed puppet dancing on strings, that would make Kamala Harris Obama's vice puppet, wouldn't it? So, yes. Diane, a couple of weeks ago, President Trump announced that he would be making a trip to the border within days of that announcement, and after about 3 months of avoiding the border like Biden avoids cognitive thoughts, Kamala suddenly announced that she would visit the border less than a week before President Trump got there. Oh, it wasn't the bad optics or because Trump was going there, at least according to Kamala. It had always been planned, she said. Really? Why then, just a couple of weeks before her supposed planned visit, was she trying to sidestep questions about when she would visit the border?
Well, I mean, that's obvious. She was basically forced by Trump to go to the border. But I want to back up a bit with something you said.
Yeah?
You said that Uncle Joe was dancing on a string, okay? Uncle Joe was being held up by the strings. The man couldn't dance if his life depended on it.
No, that's a good point.
You know, he falls down and goes splat an awful lot.
That's a good point, you know. I guess maybe figuratively. I should have put the word figuratively in there.
Yes.
Maybe that would have helped. Look, since nobody connected to the liberal Marxist agenda propaganda agency, otherwise known as the mainstream media, bothered to ask such a question of the vice puppet, you know, like why she was really going, it probably didn't really matter. So last week, with no external forces being brought to bear and solely of her own accord, the vice puppet dashed off to El Paso, Texas, for a photo op. But did she really visit the border? Did she really meet with anyone who could provide her any necessary insight into the crisis or offer any solutions to the crisis? Well, first things first, how close to the border did Vice Puppet Kamala actually get? Roughly 5.6 miles, give or take a yardstick. According to her itinerary, the vice puppet paid a visit to the El Paso, Texas Border Patrol Station, which is located at 8901 Montana Drive. The Escarate Golf Course is located at 6900 Delta Drive, and the Sand Trap on 12 is basically Mexico. So the golf course is exactly 5.6 miles from the Border Patrol Station in El Paso. Now, to be clear about this, the vice puppet, while at the border, quote-unquote, in El Paso, was closer to Ojos Locos Sports Cantina, a Mexican restaurant, than she was to the Mexican border by a good 3.4 miles. And I included in the blog at the National Patriot the map that shows where she was. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, with whom did the vice puppet meet? Well, she met with advocates from various faith-based NGOs, which are non-governmental organizations that provide support to illegal aliens who are breaking the laws of our nation by coming here without proper documentation. And she met with various legal service providers which are lawyers paid for by the American taxpayers to represent illegal aliens who have broken the laws of this nation by coming here without proper documentation. Those meetings, by the way, took place at the El Paso airport after the vice puppet toured the Border Patrol station, and the El Paso airport is actually a half a mile further from the border than is the Border Patrol station. So, Diane, that's it in a taco shell. After berating a few reporters at the airport for asking real questions, the vice puppet then got back on her plane and she flew to Los Angeles.
Well, isn't it kind of funny that the Democrats love to have meetings on airplanes? Yeah. Remember Susan Rice?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But, I mean, she didn't actually meet on the airplane. She met the reporters and these people in the airport. You know, I mean, look, if you're going to the border, you don't want to get too close to the border.
Yeah, that's true, especially in such an important position as, you know, border czar.
Well, yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to actually be able to lay eyes on the damn thing. You know, part of the problem, honestly, was if she had actually gone to the border there, 5.6 miles from the Border Patrol station in El Paso, there would have been pictures of her with Trump's wall behind her.
I know.
Yeah,
bad
that's
optics. Bad yeah. optics.
Oh, run for your lives. Look, when she was there, did she meet with Texas Governor Greg Abbott? No. Did she meet with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton? No. Did the vice puppet meet with the county sheriff or any other law enforcement officials who are trying desperately to control the overwhelming border crisis? No. You see, such meetings may have inadvertently led to an idea or two that may have possibly led to some way of ending the crisis, and ending the crisis is not what her puppet master wants. Obama wants to expand the crisis. He wants to bring as many illegal aliens, as many drug cartel members, as many criminals into our country as might be necessary to change red states into blue states, and to eventually institute a need for a federalized police force throughout the country. On the other hand, Diane, President Trump's trip to the Texas-Mexico border has a whole different feel to it.
Well, of course it does, because the big difference between President Trump and the vice puppet and the head puppet is that Trump actually loves this country. They don't. They are carrying out Obama's fundamental change of America.
They certainly are. Now, you might ask, well, where will Trump be when he's at the Texas-Mexico border? The answer is Edinburgh, Texas, with Texas Governor Greg Abbott tomorrow. And they're going to be holding a town hall meeting with residents there. In fact, the town hall meeting is going to be moderated, hosted, whatever you want to call it, by Sean Hannity.
Yes. Okay.
Edinburgh is in the Rio Grande Valley. That's where the border surge is well beyond the crisis level. It's not just individual illegal aliens flooding across the border in the Rio Grande Valley. It's rife with human smuggling, which is being carried out by Mexican drug cartels. So let me be very clear here. The cartels don't really give a rat's ass about human smuggling outside of the fees they get paid to engage in it. What's more important to them is the distraction it causes. Recently, over a period of just a couple of days, Mission Police Department took a report of a possible human smuggling stash house in Mission, Texas. Federal agents and local law enforcement officers arrived at the scene, and they found 13 illegal aliens hiding in a trailer home. They were identified as citizens of Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. All of them paid drug cartels to get them to that trailer house, and the Border Patrol took them into custody. Later the same night, agents attempted to conduct a vehicle stop on a white Ford F-350 near Lynn, San Manuel, Texas. The truck fled and eventually crashed into a fence at a ranch with two illegal aliens then fleeing on foot. After a short foot chase, they were caught and identified as having come here illegally from Honduras. The next day, federal agents, a K-9 team, and Texas Department of Public Safety, that's DPS troopers, responded to a group of illegal aliens crossing the river into the Rio Grande Valley, and they managed to track them to yet another safe house in Rio Grande City, Texas, where eight more illegals who had paid a Mexican drug cartel for transport to our country were taken into custody. And Diane, a day later, 63 more smuggled illegal aliens from two separate human smuggling events were also apprehended.
Well, you know, this actually is an organized plan, really. Money is made by the drug cartels. The illegals come here. And, you know, Biden has the welcome mat open for them because his puppet master Obama told him to. And we get flooded with more criminals because whether these are decent people per se, they're still criminals because they are knowingly coming here illegally.
That's you're right. You're exactly right. It's the cartel plan, right?
Right.
They get paid a lot of money to smuggle illegal aliens into our country, but they don't give a damn whether or not those illegals get caught, because while our agents and local law enforcement are busy chasing the illegal aliens, the drug cartels are busy and uninhibited in bringing tons of drugs and loads of weapons across the border. The Rio Grande Valley is ground zero for that activity, and President Trump is heading directly into the eye of the storm. So how close did the vice puppet get to ground zero? How close did she come to the eye of the storm? Exactly, and I hope you're sitting down for this, 781.1 miles. You see, Texas is a big state, and El Paso, where the vice puppet went for a photo op, is 781.1 miles away from Edinburgh, Texas, and Edinburgh, where Trump is heading, is in the Rio Grande Valley, the eye of the storm, at ground zero. I've got a map embedded in the blog to show you how to get there. The bottom line is this. The vice puppet was 5.6 miles from the border, 781.1 miles from ground zero of the border crisis, and better than a million miles away from doing one damn thing to solve the crisis, because solving the crisis doesn't fit with her puppet master's grand plan to fundamentally transform America. It is just that simple.
It's very, very simple, because not only do they want to change the actual voting demographics of this country, but they're trying to make America a brown country. They so hate the white race. Even the white politicians are indoctrinated into hating their own people. So what better way? Let's bring these other people in. We become a brown race, and kumbaya, everybody will get along.
Right, sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. In your daydreams.
Exactly. You know, When she went, first of all, let's back up here a little bit. When she announced she was going to the border, it was a good 2 weeks after Trump announced he was going to the border. So, yeah, I mean, but of course, according to Kamala, oh no, it has nothing to do with that. Trust me, it had everything to do with that. Okay, she wasn't going to let Trump show her up, but she didn't even go to the damn border.
Right.
But
there's a reason, one of the reasons you're overlooking about why she didn't go to the border. Because at the border are the cages with the children and other, you know, people in them.
Right.
With the close quarters, the no bathrooms, whatever. the cages that Obama put into place. Dare she take a picture with those cages?
Well,
the Republicans would have a field day with it.
And let's remember, when Obama put those cages in place, that was about, what, 2013, 2014?
Okay. Right.
And Cabbage Head was his vice president.
Yep.
So you think old Cabbage Head, you think old Blathering Joe wants photos of Kamala anywhere near the building where those cages are on the border? Of course not. Of course he doesn't. Do you think Kamala wants to be at the border near El Paso where the border wall is standing? Hell no.
No.
I mean, you know.
She doesn't want to be. Basically, she doesn't want to do anything except what Obama tells her to do, because when Uncle Joe is taken out with the 25th Amendment, she will be Obama's third term in office.
Exactly. That's exactly it. It's transparent. We know what's going on here.
Exactly.
You know,
we all know.
Yeah. And they're pretending like, oh, no, none of that's happening. Of course it's happening.
Yeah, he probably has a key to the White House. You know, can just walk in at will.
Joe would be like, oh, am I the vice president again?
Yeah, he doesn't know what's going on.
The guy is totally lost. He's lost his mind. He's out of it. But this whole thing. Now, Trump is going to be there tomorrow in Edinburgh, Texas. And when I call that ground zero in the eye of the storm, I'm not kidding. That is one of the most dangerous places in Texas, and he's walking right in there.
Exactly. Because he's trying to do something. He's actually, you know, cares what's going on at the border.
You know, and I guarantee you, you know, it's going to be, the town hall is going to be televised. Okay, Fox News is going to carry it, as I understand it. And I guarantee you, that crowd is going to be on fire for President Trump. They're going to be loving every minute of having President Trump there. And
absolutely.
You know, this is going to be, I mean, after tomorrow night, when you compare video footage of Trump on this trip and Kamala last week, it's going to be like night and day.
Oh, they're going to welcome him. The agents, they were going to be out there shaking his hand and welcoming him. It's going to be like night and day.
Now, I mentioned in the commentary that when Kamala got to Guatemala, there's people holding signs telling her to go home. When she got to El Paso, and I've got the photo in here to prove it, there's people holding signs that say, Kamala, you know Trump won.
Yes, I see that, yes. Everybody knows Trump won.
You gotta love Texas, man.
Except, wait, I shouldn't say that. Not Mitt Romney.
No.
He's out there flapping his mouth again about... this is a lie. Trump didn't win. There was nothing wrong with the election. I mean, Mitt Romney has fallen so far from political grace, it's not even funny.
He's going to be lucky if they let him back into Utah.
I know.
But I mean, folks, look, it's not a long read, this one, okay? The Vice Puppet Almost Visited the Border. You can get the link to it and share it everywhere if you go to thenationalpatriot.com or rspradio1.com. Either place, you can get your hands on the link, and then you can share this everywhere. Yeah, it's a little bit snarky in places, but it's also very, but it's also got a lot of facts in it. And when you look at these maps that I put in there, you can see exactly why her trip to the border was an absolute joke.
Totally. Totally and completely a joke.
You know, and I mean, I got to wondering, I thought, okay, so El Paso, it's a border town. right? But I know it's kind of clear up in the northwest part of Texas. And I'm thinking, well, how far is the Border Patrol station from the actual border? So I looked it up. I did a Google search, Google Maps. It's like 5.5 miles, 5.6 miles. Okay. Yeah. So then when I found out exactly where Trump was going to be, I thought, well, I wonder how far that is from El Paso. And look, I've driven through Texas a couple of times. And I know it takes a long time to get from point A to point B if you're going across Texas. It's a big-ass state. But holy crap, 781.1 miles without ever leaving the state? Jeez. You know, yeah. If you want to see the border problem, if you're going to fix the border crisis, A, you got to go to the border. B, you got to see the problem for yourself. She was 781.1 miles away from where the worst of the problem is.
Yeah. She wasn't there because she wanted to help or do anything. She was there to try to trump Trump, which is ridiculous. It's not going to happen and did not happen. And she was there because she was told to make an appearance. We'll fix it. You know, the media will fix it so it looks like you actually accomplished something when you did nothing.
Well, all I can say is it's a good thing that El Paso is kind of on the way from D.C. to Los Angeles. Otherwise, she never would have gone there to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a joke, guys. Our border is in such bad shape, not because of the agents, not because of the governor of Texas, not because of anything, but Biden stealing an election. Trump had the border situation under some semblance of control. And it's all gone to hell because of this voter fraud and everything else.
You know, Trump had such a good handle on the border. The illegal crossings were at historic lows.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, six months into the Biden regime, Obama's third term, they have had more illegals cross the border in the last 6 months than they've had in any year in the last 20 years.
Yeah. And what makes it worse is even if they apprehend them, they release them because that's what they've been told to do.
Catch and release.
Yeah, it's a very sad situation. It's destroying this country. And we need to take our country back.
We do.
We do. 2022 is far away yet, folks. We might have to do something before then.
Now, Trump's going to be there tomorrow. Like I said, the town hall meeting's going to be televised. Greg Abbott, the...
What time is that going to be? Do you know offhand?
I want to say it's either at 7 or 8 o'clock Central Time. To make it 8 or 9 o'clock your time.
Oh, so it's late afternoon. Okay.
Yeah, I think. I'm not positive of that, but I think.
It would be at night.
It's at night. And that's going to be a very interesting thing because, you know, where Kamala was taking questions from reporters who are so far up her keister, they can't even see. Trump's going to take questions from the people, people who are directly affected by the situation at the border.
So, especially the ranchers that have had it.
They're done. They are done with this crap. So it's going to be very interesting. And we will bring you up to date on how that went Friday in the first segment of the show.
Absolutely.
So we got that to look forward to. But folks, quick show tonight. It's going to be a quick show again on Friday because we're kind of gearing up for Independence Day, and we know you are too, so we're letting you off light.
Yes. Right side Patriots light.
But with that, light. Yeah, RSP light. With that, Diane, I think we've come to the end of tonight's show.
I think so too. So, nighty night, folks.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you Friday.